You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. As of yesterday, the national COVID-19 death toll is more than 600,000, roughly the population of Milwaukee or Baltimore. And while cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are at record lows in the U.S., experts are concerned that the rise of the Delta variant, first seen in India, could prove to be a setback, especially in states where vaccinations are lagging. This variant is estimated to be even more contagious than the B.1.1.7 strain that was first reported in the UK. But the good news is that the vaccines appear to protect against the mutation. Next, it's become clear that for the millions of Americans who are immunosuppressed or immune compromised, two doses of the existing COVID-19 vaccines may not trigger the immune response necessary to protect them against the disease. In fact, some have contracted COVID-19 despite having received both shots. As a result, some people have sought out an extra third vaccine that they hope will act as a booster shot. Research into this is just beginning, but the findings could have implications for the immunocompromised long after the pandemic ends. And the European Union officials indicated their support today for adding the U.S. to its safe travel list alongside Albania, North Macedonia, Serbia, Lebanon, Taiwan, Macau, and Hong Kong. The decision is expected to be announced on Friday and go into effect right away. All travelers from countries deemed safe will be allowed in for non-essential reasons. Though the European Commission recommends requiring a negative COVID test to enter, each country in the bloc will be responsible for its own specific COVID rules.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.